This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
A lot of pressure. You got to rise above it. Mm-hmm. You got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness energy, block bad. Mm-hmm. Feel the flow, happy. Feel it. It's circular. It's like a carousel.
Got the whole show pressure cooker. Mike, yesterday I said it was kind of the Nuggets, didn't I? Or did I say David Adelman? Well, that's the theme this week. I'm putting maybe that changes tomorrow. Tomorrow's a new day. Something might pop up. But I'm going with the Denver Nuggets. And I'm going with David Adelman in this pressure cooker because I'm telling you, man, if David Adelman somehow doesn't get in and is a play-in team, I'm saying it right now. Now, the injuries will help. Probably his benefit. They'll give him the benefit of the doubt. So maybe if you were healthier, you wouldn't have had to go through this. But Nuggets are bad in crunch time. Is that on the coach, Mike? The Nuggets are 7-11 in games decided by 3 points or fewer. They're not winning these close games. They were 8-6 in those games last year. They were 6-6 in 23 and 24. They were 7-6 in 22 and 23 when they won the championship. They were 8-3 in 21 and 22. So under Michael Malone, it's safe to say that this team delivered. When the game came down to a final possession, offensively or defensively, they found a way. Now, it's not necessarily offensively. This is the number one, like the most efficient offense in the NBA, man. But their defense is very inconsistent. And David Adelman has to find a way to improve in critical situations. And I think there's a certain amount of pressure that's on him, not just for this season, but I think there are already people that are kind of like, what if this is a dud of a year? The postseason turns out to be a dud of a year. Do you take extreme measures, and potentially look elsewhere and you give him a one and done shot? Now, I'm not advocating for that today, but I'm telling you, man, you're in windows. We always talk about windows. The Broncos have pressure on them because they need to get more weapons around Bo Nix because they're in a championship window because they're not paying a quarterback top dollar just yet. The Avalanche are in a window. As long as they have Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar, they are in a window. And for them to only have one title at this point is somewhat disappointing. So both teams. But I'm saying the Nuggets tonight are in the whole show pressure cooker, specifically David Adelman. Yes, Michael.
I've got some people to put in the pressure cooker.
Okay.
Four teams. University, Baltimore, Maryland County, or University, Maryland, Baltimore County. Sorry, dyslexia here. Howard, Texas, and NC State. technically, they're kind of in the tournament, but they're all the first four. Are fans going to – are people really going to go, oh, they're in the tournament?
Sometimes
or
the first four.
Or do these first four really not count?
Sometimes those games are really fun, though. But no, they don't.
They don't count.
Some,
like if
some would argue,
you lose.
Yeah, some would argue that this is just like, what are we doing here?
That's what I would
like,
argue.
If you hate to play in the NBA, then this is play-in territory right here.
Yeah, it's play-in territory for me. It's like four extra games of like
so you get two extra.
Don't need.
So you
and
get,
what the 11 and a 16 yeah. here?
So you get two extra teams. All this for tonight and tomorrow, just so you can get a few extra teams in.
Yeah, it's stupid. Look, just pick one. Like, do a better job.
But if they're good, are you putting pressure? Are you putting pressure on these games? They better be good, or otherwise, you think there will be pressure. They're not going to go back. They're not going to eliminate.
I'm saying pressure on all four teams. You have to perform. You have to win, or else the season just like you might as well have gone to the other tournament. You might as well not have been picked. Because this game is if you don't win, this game is meaningless to you outside of.
It's like, still, I mean, this still counts as an NCAA tournament berth.
But no one else is going to see it. No one's going to care.
10 years from now, you just put it up there. We made it to the NCAA tournament. That's the banner.
Yeah. Yeah, you're the token guys.
I don't know.
Unless you won, you're the token guys.
I'm kind of differing from you on that. I enjoy having. I get overstimulated easily, and March Madness is certainly that. It is game after game after game after, like, they're overlapping, and it's a lot. Sometimes I like to just sit down, and there's just one game in front of me, and that's going to be UMBC and Howard at 4:40, and then Texas and NC State following. So I kind of like having it. I get it. It's like, okay, you got to win. You got to win a little mini tournament just to get into the tournament. But, you know, that was their way of adding more teams. I wonder if that will expand.
And by the way, guys, you can hear the first four games on JFK starting this afternoon at 4:30.
Okay. We're at on the dial, Mike.
1310 on your AM. Mm-hmm. 103.1 on your FM.
Thank you, Mike. We got all the madness for you, right? Starting Thursday, we won't have a show because coverage begins at 9, and then the game coverage begins at 10. So all day here on KFK. So if you're buzzing around, you can't be in front of a television, you got errands to run, you actually have to work on a Thursday, go figure. We're going to have it for you. So you can listen to KFKA throughout the day. You jump in that car, you're running around. But you better try to make some plans. Get out for lunch at least and come say hi to us at Big City Roadhouse.
Yeah, people are really going to miss my puns on the show.
No, they will not. And then Friday, we're going to be at McCarty's Grill at Eaton Country Club. We've been there every year we started doing this. And I'm telling you, man, I love that place. I love hanging out at that place. We always have such a blast. And now we're adding Big City Roadhouse to the mix. And hopefully that's the new tradition, is both of these establishments are going to be hosting us for our watch parties every year.
But the question is, who's racing next year?
Probably Tanner and I. I'll just get stronger. I'll go, if I lose, I'll go back to the drawing board and figure out how to get faster.
Well, it can't be a run
Why
every
not?
Year.
What else are we going
to
do?
You have to change it up. Maybe next year, arm wrestling.
Oh, I'd absolutely win in the arm wrestling.
Like a full-out wrestling match, maybe jousting, boxing.
I would win in that, too. Yeah, all those things.
You could do the whole, like, the sumo balloon.
Oh, guy. Yeah, the sumo suits?
Yeah.
Not the ones with fans in them, but the actual sumo suits where you can hit each other.
Yeah.
They have those. We could do that. That would be kind of fun. Be hilarious. I think the running is going to be hilarious. I mean, we've made a big deal about it. Two amazing athletes just putting it all out there, Mike, out on a parking lot.
But who is going to win?
That's I'm confident question. I'm going to win. I am confident. I mean, she's got to run, right? There's not like figuring something out. It's just I have to move my legs faster than Tanner, Michael. That's it. When it comes down to it, I have to push my legs to move faster than Tanner. Tanner says, if you get me Thursday in the race, I challenge you to a beer drinking contest on Friday.
Tanner will win.
I will absolutely lose that. I've never been a guy that can chug beers. I feel miserable for hours if I slam a beer.
But don't you also want to enjoy the beer?
Yes. I mean, I can drink a beer relatively quickly, but I can't slam a beer. I've been to many. Ask my wife. We've been to restaurants before where I'll order a big beer. She's eating her food. She maybe had a glass of wine, whatever. And I'm still sipping on this thing. And then there's like, you know, a couple inches left in the glass. And she's like, are you going to, can we just go? I mean, it's time to go. And I'm like, well, I don't want to waste the beer. You know, but she's like, okay, fine. Let's just slam it. Like, this will make me die. I will cramp up quick. Even though it's just a couple of inches, slamming it is not going to be good for me.
You could have gotten it in a to-go cup. That would have been weird.
No, I don't think you could. Well, you could have in 2020, I guess. That was like a new rule. But before that, you couldn't. I don't think you can do that anymore, can you?
Well, if you have an open-minded server.
Nah, I'm not going to do that. Tanner says, I'm talking endurance, not slamming. If it's a light beer, I could be a guy that could sit out all day and drink on light beer. If we're having a contest, just see how. But I can't do that, man. I feel miserable. I'm getting older, and that's where Tanner would definitely have me there.
Those NA beers, like, I wouldn't even do those.
Is that the non-alcoholic beers?
Yeah.
No, to me, it's like it's pointless. Why would I do that? I'm not going to.
Some people, they want the taste without the.
No, because then buzz. I want the real thing. I'm not that strong-willed. So if I'm tasting a beer, I'm not feeling a buzz or something. I'm like, this is dumb. This is a gateway for me. Now I'm going to drink a lot more. Faith says, your start is everything, especially since it's a short distance. I got you, Brady. Faith's had my back since day one. Faith, you got to be out there. You got to make sure you get out there. And I was saying 9:30. Tanner's now saying 11:30. I don't know, but I'm not having a beer or anything to eat until the time comes. That's the rule, I think. HVAC guy, doesn't Tanner weigh like 240 pounds more than you? He's not fat. He's nice.
He's not even 240 pounds.
No. There's a lot more muscle there.
Yeah, muscle weighs more than fat,
yeah.
And he weighs a little more than me, so we keep in mind, I think I'm fatter than him, but
probably.
I think he has more athleticism, so overall, I'm more unhealthy.
Okay.
Just trying to speak. Between a race between the two of us, he would, if he was running uphill,
yeah, he would
and
be.
I was the one wearing the boots and... Or he had boots.
Yeah, okay.
He was running uphill. I was running downhill. He would still win.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just very, very slow.
No, I can definitely see that. Faith, I'll train you up. I'm always against the track is not a sport, people. Me too. Yeah, me too. This is for all the tracksters out there.
And well, Faith, I hate to brag it to you, but track is not a sport.
I hate that take. It's one of my... It's
a respectable athletic
it's
event.
It's not. It is a sport. I just don't understand why you say those things.
My nephew is running track for Greeley Central.
Good for your nephew. He should be pissed at you. You're saying what he does, and he loves to do it, and you're telling him it's not a sport. That's unfortunate.
It's not a sport. It's a respectable athletic event.
That's a sport, Mike. Sporting event. It's one of the most traditional sporting events that's ever existed.
Athletic event.
Is fighting a sport?
Depending on what it is.
See, you're not I'm not going with you on this. You're Mr. Broncos win every game no matter what. And no one's... I'm not... You side with Tanner on this. That's bad for his argument that you side with him on this. It's bad for his argument. It's bad for business.
Hey, you know, we do agree on a lot of things.
Faith says, well, I'd smoke you anyways, Michael. So suck it, LOL.
Oh, is Faith... Does Faith want to race me now?
Yeah, and Faith would smoke you.
Absolutely. She would.
We're
just
going to get
slow.
Everybody out there racing. I just want to get like all of the hooligans out there and all of the good morning NoCoans out there, and we're all just racing. You got a beef with someone, man? Someone pissed you off? Take it to the streets and
run. I'm the guy with the starter pistol.
No.
I'll be like, okay, guys.
No one trusts you with that. Nobody trusts you with that. No.
It's
absolutely
just a
not.
Cap gun.
Still not. Still don't trust you with it. Just bad things are going to happen. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. So big day today with Jaylen Waddle and the Broncos getting that trade done. First round pick. Any issues with giving up the first round pick for Jaylen Waddle? It's 30th. If it was the 20th.
If it was the number one overall.
Well, yeah, obviously. What's the limit where you would be like, not a good move? Top 10, top 15, top 20?
Top 15, I'd have a problem.
I would have given up a 20th pick for him, along with your third and fourth. I'm kind of feeling like Sean McVay these days, like blank them picks. Kind of feeling that. I like, but again, the Broncos have done very good in the draft, but how many of those guys, Mike, have been like top draft picks? And I think that George Payton has shown, and obviously that was one of the reasons John Elway wanted him here, was that he was very good in the draft.
I think maybe they're looking at the draft this year and they're saying, draft is rich in this, rich in that. We're not looking for these players right now, so we're okay getting rid of these draft picks for this incredible player.
Okay, who's the best player? Who's the best player for the Denver Broncos today, right now? Offense, defense, whatever. Who's the best player on this team?
Before or after the trade?
Today, right now. Who's the best? And I'm talking defense and offense. Who's the best player on this team?
I got to give it to Pat.
Over Nick Benito?
I got to give it to Pat.
Okay, who's the most impactful? Probably Nick Benito. No?
50-50.
Okay, so either way, Nick Benito was a second-round pick. I'm looking at these guys that have made a dent for the Broncos in the past few years. John A. Barron, who I think is going to be fine. Whatever. He was pick number 20. R.J. Harvey, touchdown machine. He was pick number 60, second rounder. Let's look at 2024. Bo Nix, obviously a high pick. Joan Ellis, someone they're high on. Troy Franklin had his moments. Chris Abrams-Drain, decent player. 2023, Marvin Mims, a second round pick. Riley Moss, a third round pick, number 83. Alex Forsythe, a seventh-round pick. 2022 was Nick Benito. You drafted also in that year Delarian Turner-Yell, who was all right. Uwazurike was all right player for them. And then in 2021, obviously, you had your Patrick Surtain pick, and you know, you had Javonte Williams, Quinn Meinerz. The point is, I'm totally comfortable giving up a top 20 pick. If you get me into top 10 for Jaylen Waddle, then that's a little scary. But I'm still pretty pumped about that. I'd still be, because he's a sure thing, man. He's a sure thing.
Barring injury.
Well, that's the tale of everyone, right? John Sears, I don't have any problem with them giving up a 30th pick for Jaylen. How many years has Jaylen played in the league? This upcoming year for the Broncos will be his sixth year. He played five seasons for the Dolphins, and he's just been pretty good every single year.
Plenty more years of speed, and once you lose your speed, you still have your hands.
He turned 27 in November, late November.
Happy birthday.
That's not his birthday. I'm just telling you when it was.
No, but happy birthday in November.
Right. Okay.
It's a belated birthday.
No, he's still got that hot, nasty speed. There's zero question about that. This is a significant move for the Broncos. How is it that one move, one player, can make you go from probably a playoff team, maybe, to could they be a contender? Well, I think their defense is going to be good. And I think Bo needed at least one more weapon. And now he's got it. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Waddle is consistent, and that's what you want. Yeah, I mean, his numbers went down, obviously, when they got... Because when did Tyreek Hill join the Dolphins, Mike? His numbers weren't... I mean, his rookie year, he caught 104 catches for 1,000 yards and 6 touchdowns. The next year, which I think is when they got Tyreek Hill, am I right? In 2022? Then you started to see his production go down, but that's not really... That's not really a problem. You want to have two. Yeah, when Tyreek Hill joined the Dolphins, that was 2022. So there it is, a direct correlation. His rookie year was great. Then he had 75 receptions when Tyreek Hill joined and had 1,300 yards, though. Still was a yard machine, more yards than his rookie year when he had 104 catches. He had 8 touchdowns that year. The following year, 72 catches for 1,000. So he's... 3 of his 4 seasons have been over 1,000 yards receiving. And last year, Michael, all the issues Miami had at quarterback, he still caught 64 balls for 910 yards. And went around up basically 1,000 and 6 touchdowns. Yeah, that's the production that you want from your number 1/number 2. Because Cortland Sutton's production is probably going to be the same. I would imagine it's going to be the same. I don't see Sutton's going down a whole heck of a lot. Now, you're probably going to see Marvin Mims, and just on down the line, that's probably going to start to change. But this move, I just don't... Have you heard any argument as why? Oh, you reached. You gave up a little too much for this guy. He's also signed through 2028. So you've got him in these next couple of years as Bo Nix, as you try to determine whether or not Bo Nix is going to be that franchise money guy. Yes, Michael.
You know, one thing that we haven't mentioned is any of these wide receivers that the Broncos have towards the end of the season that the Broncos have signed, if another team has injuries and needs somebody, trade fodder.
There, someone asked me already if Marvin Mims would be on the trade block.
No.
And I say no. I say, you know what? Here's what I say right now. Here's what I say right now, because you could put Jalen Waddle back there. Other than the draft, you're done. I needed one move. I needed one on offense, a substantial move that packed a freaking punch. And I'm saying right now, put the notebook down. Just focus on the NFL draft now, because that was the move. I don't think this offense was that far off. I just think that the three key positions they needed to fix were running back, tight end, and wide receiver. And I would have been very happy with any one of those positions fixed. My vote was, tight end, then running back, and then wide receiver. But you got a big one. This isn't just adding a team's third best receiver to your roster to compete with Marvin Mims. This is adding a number one, which makes Sutton a number two, which I think he is going to be way better in that role. So, yeah, very pumped about this. John Sears on the text line. So then the question becomes, is Jalen better than at least 4 receivers that are draft eligible? I think Jalen Waddle is one of the top receivers in the NFL. Certainly one of the fastest.
And I don't think this is a rich receiver draft.
No. Obviously, what are we hearing? Linebackers and tight ends? Is that kind of...
Yeah.
Is that what we're hearing? Is like linebackers and tight ends are going to be. So you can get a tight end. You can get a tight end later. You're not necessarily. You still have Evan Ingram, and you're not necessarily asking a guy to be an overnight fix for you. So fascinating, man. Big day for the Broncos. You go from, the boring, they're not doing anything, to suddenly, okay, George, Sean. This is the dynamic duo. 29 after the hour. It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe. We're on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Short break. We'll be right back. The Nuggets' big tests coming up as they look to close out the season strong with 14 games remaining.
We have the madness on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Renaissance Insurance Group. They are a fiercely independent insurance brokerage with a regional presence. They have extensive national resources and a passion for developing advantageous insurance solutions for their clients. With Renaissance Insurance, clients receive the benefits of a depth of carriers and risk management solutions that most brokers in Northern Colorado are unable to offer. Ryan Hicks, he's going to get after it for you. He's going to sit down with you. He's going to come up with the right plan for you. That's Renaissance Insurance. Give Ryan a call, 970-674-8825, or visit them at team-rig.com. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Eastside Chris texting in on the Miami side. He said, not that it matters, but why is Miami downsizing? They're starting over. Miami's starting over. I mean, they fired their coach. They moved on from their quarterback. Bradley Chubb's gone. Yeah, they're starting this bad boy over, Michael. They're tearing it down to the studs, and they're going to begin anew. And the Broncos took advantage of that. Faith says, talking about Waddle, consistent in the fact that when he needed to produce, he did. Yeah, I really love that. He was timely. You know, not that the Dolphins were good, but when they were for that cup of coffee there for a moment, Mike, he would come up with some pretty big time catches. It's going to be fascinating to see how the receiver room actually works, because Cortland Sutton, we were just going over numbers, 74 receptions for 1,000 yards. Do you think he's going to go significantly under that, 1,000 yards for him? Or do you potentially have two guys flirting with 1,000 yards next year? You could. Troy Franklin had 65 catches for 709 yards, Michael. I have to believe you insert Waddle into that, and you're going to have two receivers with 1,000 yards. That's my bold prediction here on March 17th.
I mean, it really depends on the health of Bo Nix. He comes back with that ankle,
I think we're good there.
Confident on that ankle. He probably is not going to run outside the pocket as much, but you know who he is.
I think he still will. It's not a predisposed injury, Mike. You should stop talking about his ankle. It's not predisposed. Get in trouble for saying stuff like that. So it's a freak injury, and he's fine. Well, no, Bo gets mad about
Bo
that.
Bo can't hear me either.
Yeah, Bo.
Look, I think Waddle is going to be waddling around the
1,000-yard
mark.
No, I will be excited for the little penguin dance that he does in the end zone. How about that?
He should have gone to Oregon. Been a duck.
That's a completely different bird.
No, Waddle still. Bird.
Different bird. He does a completely different bird. Have you seen his end zone dance? It's a penguin thing. It's not a duck. Come on,
still,
Mike.
Still bird.
You're going to have to pick up your game, okay?
Bird.
Dude, we got one more show for the week. Can I get something better from you? Can I get something a little bit better than that? He should have been a duck. Those are two totally different birds. Watch Animal Planet for 1 second, bro. Just get some education into that brain.
I watch Animal Planet and I think of dinner.
You like to eat bears and dolphins and stuff? Because that's
Look,
primarily what they're showing on there.
I would like to have bear
there.
Meat.
You would like to eat a bear?
If someone has like a license to hunt a bear, I would like
they're
to
very
be
hard
your
to
friend.
Get. Bear licenses are very hard to get. I know that from experience.
That looks false.
What do you mean? You don't think
like
you think I'm a hunter?
Don't have that experience.
You don't think I hunt? I can hunt.
Oh, I have.
I can hunt.
I bet you've gone duck hunting before.
I have not. I've gone pheasant hunting. I don't have the patience to hunt. I don't have that. To take, it's a fine idea, but then you're out there and you're like, wow, I don't see any wild animals. There's nothing around me. Oh, yeah, you got to wait until they come up to you.
And then, oh, there's no animals.
Yeah, it's too long of a process for me. Not
into it.
Sitting
up in the tree, waiting
for
that
deer. I respect people
that
do it, but I couldn't do it. Well, okay, Swami says, I would like a bear to eat Micah. Fair text. It's only fair. You said you wanted to eat a bear, a bear should eat you.
It's unbelievable that you would say something like that.
All right, the Denver Nuggets start a pretty significant stretch here against teams that they need to beat. Starting tonight against the Philadelphia 76ers. That is that's a late one, too. It's 8 o'clock tonight, and then Memphis tomorrow. 1, 2, 3. Let me see what I'm going to do here. I'm going to do something here, Mike. The Nuggets are going to win. The Nuggets are going to win the next 10 games. I think the Nuggets are going to win the next 10. How you feel? What do you think?
I think the Nuggets are going to win 60% of those games.
Oh, no, wait. Let me go nine. They're going to win the next 9.
The Nuggets are going to win.
They're going to win the next 9 games. And I'm not saying they're going to lose the 10th game, but they have San Antonio. And I'm not going to sit here on March 17th and predict that they're going to beat San Antonio. They're going to win the next 9 games.
I have a bad feeling that the Nuggets are going to let you down.
No, absolutely not. And it starts tonight. We're tracking this. 9 games in a row. Okay? I think it's going to happen. I put this out earlier about the Nuggets. And you tell me if you think this is a fair assessment. I said, maybe all those Nuggets injuries will turn out to be a blessing in disguise. These last 14 games might finally show us what this team was supposed to be. And maybe, just maybe, they'll be as fresh as possible heading into the playoffs. The biggest issue with this Nuggets team in the playoffs for over the last few years, with Malone or without Malone, has been they run out of gas, or they're hurt, or they should be sitting out for 4 weeks. You, knocking on wood, you probably won't have that. Joker's not going to be exhausted. He missed a lot of games this year. And Gordon, if you can just keep him on the steady, the healing pace that he's going on, get Peyton Watson back. You might be really fresh. This actually might be one of those crazy things where it worked out because you stayed above water when you did. And that's a credit to David Adelman. But now in these last 14 games, he's got to rev it up, man. I don't know if he's coaching for his job. I don't want to say that. But I know it certainly wouldn't hurt to finish strong here and get a better seed in the Western Conference playoffs. 42 minutes after the hour, Mike, let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to The Whole Show on KFK.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away.
I made a mistake asking you to play more St. Patrick's Day Z type music. That was all right, though. It's not bad. I'm surprised you didn't hit me with the Irish song from the movie Sinners that cleaned it up in the Red Carpet Awards, or whatever it is those are called.
Ludwig Göransson did win Oscar for Best Original Score, but he did not win for the song. That went to K-Poop Hunters.
You said 14 things there that I don't know what was said. I don't know what Ludwig Benjamin is. I don't know what K-pop.
Ludwig Göransson. He did the original score for Sinners.
Okay.
And Black Panther.
What is he scored a point against Sinners? What does that mean? He volleyed?
Original score means the music.
Thank
or
you
the movie.
For talking like a normal person. This isn't like, oh, the Academy. Oh, I'd like to think the Academy
it's,
the score.
That's what it's called.
Really spoke to his character. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he acted really well. And tears coming from his eyes and squall. Just talk like a regular person.
That's,
the music in Sinners
that's
was good.
What it's called,
the music
score.
In Sinners was good. Very good.
Great
and,
movie.
Yeah, really good movie. I watched that like 7 times. I would watch that again.
I watched it once and I will probably watch it again sometime in my life.
It was very good. Like, it was like one of my favorite movies to watch.
It was distracting having Josh Allen's wife in there because I don't like Josh Allen, so I don't like her. But
God, you
just, is a really great
actress. Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to make it that weird, odd, goofy sports guy thing? Like,
I don't like her because he plays for a different team than is my team, and I don't like him.
Why do you have to do that?
Is acceptable.
Yeah, but in this way, it's just annoying.
She is such a great actress.
Well, then don't do the dumb Josh Allen thing. And how can you not like Josh Allen?
He's not a Bronco.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know why I get into these conversations with you.
I'll admit, I did kind of feel bad for him when the Broncos beat the hell out of him.
Travis, the new guy, this rarely happens, but I'll defend Michael on this one. I knew what he meant when he said the original score. Yeah, I know what he means. It just annoys me. It's so pretentious. It's like the whole red carpet awards thing. They're so pretentious about it. You know? Just like that's why I like sports. It's like MVP. Most valuable player. We're not doing like the best, the most acceptable performance. I hate these award shows. They're so dumb. I hate them.
I agree. They are kind of dumb.
They mean nothing to me.
It wasn't super political, though. I was forced to watch the whole thing, and there were only like two or three political comments, and they cut off some guy.
Well, they're probably learning that stop talking. But I don't care what side of the aisle you are on. People watch your movies for that. They don't care about what you're. Affiliation is because you don't have any answers. You don't have any answers. You got more money than all of us put together, and you could come up with answers. You don't have any answers.
Yeah, they don't have answers.
Just vote for love, man.
Say vote for love than whatever.
What did we learn coming up next? It's the whole show powered by Mosquito Joe and Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Watch the madness with us at Big City Roadhouse on March 19th. We are Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, what did we learn on the 17th day of March, this St. Patrick's Day? We learned that the Broncos kind of got a little lucky, maybe. No? No luck involved? Of course not. They can do no wrong. I forgot. There's no luck ever when it comes to the Broncos. Mike, shaking your head. They got Jaylen Waddle.
I beat chess.
Are you obsessed with Sean Payton? Like, has he filed the restraining order yet? When does he file the restraining order?
He calls me for advice.
I'm sure he does. Yes, he does, buddy. That's not even a phone you have. Jaylen Waddle's going to be a Bronco. That's very exciting. I think that was a big move. Is it a contender-type move? Got to get me. I think a little bit because we got to refocus on what the other teams did in free agency as well. I want to lay that out what the Patriots did and what obviously the Chiefs and the Ravens. We'll go full into that here in the upcoming days too. Michael, what'd you learn today?
I learned that. What are you looking at me?
I'm just waiting for your answer. What'd you learn? Nothing.
Apparently, I've learned nothing now.
Okay. Well, that's just like every other day on the show. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday, maybe. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.